Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, NM, also known as Nelika. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to chat with you. For those who are listeners, we actually met in person because we used to be neighbors back in the day.
Yes, exactly. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm so excited to have you here because I've heard about this book years ago and I've been looking forward to it.
It's taken so long. So it's like the anticipation keeps building and then it's like, it's out there.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm an architect by profession, like just like the heroine. So I was like, let's not challenge yourself in a new profession while writing. So I'm an architect myself. I work in New York City in a building restoration company. So we work with preparing drawings and going to sites for inspections and then going through like the repairs and restoration of the historic buildings. Yeah, I really love that. I love my job. And in my, I guess, free time or like at night, I write.
I know. And you're also a romance reader. So what came first, the writing or the romance reading?
Oh, for sure, romance reading. Like I read so many romance books over the years. I joined Instagram in 2016 and I just kept reading and reading for like a 2-3 years probably before I was like, you know, maybe I should try writing. Like I have this story in my mind that I want to read myself, but I'm not, I guess, finding many Indian characters and Indian families in the books that I read. So I was like, you know, let me just write what I'm thinking. And yeah, it just happened. I'm like, wow, I can write. I can actually like write the whole book. So I was like, let's do this.
So what was the process of writing the book? Because I'm assuming you were working, you were having, you know, a bigger life outside of it, reading books and all this stuff, but writing a book while undergoing this, because this happened before the pandemic, so it's not, we cannot blame it that we were just at home poor. You wrote this before the pandemic. So
yeah, I sure did.
So what was the process of writing it? Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing is, it was a little hard because I never knew that I could write or maybe I wanted to write. But I just, every time I read the book, I was like, what would I do differently? And what would I do if it were my character? So I talked to like 2 of my bookstagram friends at that time. And I'm like, you know, I have this story in my mind. I would like to like put together some things myself, like just type it out. Would you read it? And they're like, sure, like send us over. And I wrote like, I would say 10, 15 pages of just like the whole sort of story concept of what I'm thinking, what the dialogues would be like. And they really found it interesting. And one of the friends was like, why don't you make an Excel sheet and just tell the whole story to yourself? It would sort of give you a structure. And I'm like, okay, that's a great idea. Let's do that because it would take forever to finish the story otherwise. So I made an Excel sheet with like all the POVs and chapters and just what I wanted to write in that chapter and sort of just told the story to myself of what I wanted to happen. And I gave them the Excel sheet and they're like, yes, yes, you write this story, we'll read it. And then I just kept writing chapter by chapter. Like I would give them like 4 chapters each just to read it, like Wattpad. And they would just encourage me and be like, okay, yeah, we like it. And I guess just chapter by chapter, I sort of, I guess, finished it over like 8 or so months because I barely had like an hour to write each night because with the like commute in New York City, I was like spending 12 hours just like working and commuting. And I'm like, you know, I don't have that much time. And I would just spend like an hour or so every day just typing out the words and just getting the story done.
That's amazing. I hope that that's an inspiration for people who are thinking like, I should write a book. And it's like, I don't have time. But like, if you're passionate about it, you'll make the time about it. And it doesn't have to take, yes, it may take longer, but even if it's just like half an hour, you those stolen moments, you can get
exactly. It's like, I feel like everybody can write it. It's just about just putting it in the pages. You know, we have all these ideas, but we just, is it even if you just tell yourself, just write 5 words today, I bet you would at least write 50. And if you do that every day, like just the goal should be just to write, open that document and just write, even if just sitting there for 15 minutes, I bet you like just in like few weeks, you would just reach a point where you're writing like at least 200, 500 words. And you never, and in like a year, you'll have a book.
Yeah.
I love that. It's doable. Like if I can do it, I believe everybody can at least write it.
Yeah. Yes, I love it. Okay, so let's talk about the book. Tell us a little bit about it. Like we got to talk about what people are looking for. Now they want to know what is the final product. So tell us a little bit about it. What is it all about?
So it's called Love Show in New York. Love Show means like love and like love. Like it's a very Indian terminology where you just add an echo word to sort of emphasize the first word, like diddle daddle, something like that. So this is like Love Show in New York. And it's an opposites attract interracial romance where the heroine is an Indian immigrant who comes to New York City to make a life for herself. She's like, I want to do something and something on my own. And I stand up on my own feet. And she convinces her family with the condition that she won't go, like she won't distract herself and not fall for like an American guy or anybody who isn't like an Indian man. But, and then she promises it because of course, how hard that could be. Like, but of course she falls for an American classmate. And then there's and then you see the whole, I guess, drama and like drama comes later. But I feel like you see a lot of time both of the characters getting to know each other's cultures, their thoughts, their opinions on how people are, how they're so different, even just culture wise or their experience wise, how they've grown up with different point of views. And then the family comes in, and then there's drama of the family of, oh, why did you fall in love? We told you not to. And then there's fighting for love together. So it's all about just how easy it is to fall in love with someone once you connect with them, but then how difficult external factors can make it. Like when people are in doubt of your relationship, how it could impact your own relationship and how you stand together. It doesn't have a third breakup act. I would say that it's like, I hate when people break up without needing to break up. I just hate that. Just that third act conflict. I'm like, these people have enough conflict of their own. They're not going to break up like that. They're better than that.
Thank you for the promise that we won't get the third act breakup.
You would not get it. It's like they have enough things to deal on their own in their book. I'm like, these two need to stand together. Doesn't work otherwise.
I love this. Yeah, I love when a book doesn't have a third eye breakup. I'm like, okay, thank you. They get a lot of
exactly, like,
it's a miscommunication.
Yeah, it's like people can communicate. They're in love. They don't need to always break up. I'm like, yeah. My characters are not breaking up like that.
Yeah. And you're working on a second book, right? You have like a second
yes.
book. Right. Okay. Tell us, like, give us a sneak peek, like, what's the process of writing a second book now that you have, like, this one done, and you're, like, it's out in the world, and now you're, like, oh, my gosh, your fans are, like, we need another one.
To be honest, I would say the second book I wrote during COVID, so I guess I had a little more time at hand, yeah. And I would wake up early before work and just write, and then after work, I had that hour or two more, and I would be, like, you know, I'm loving this book. And the second book doesn't go in doubting yourself that, can I write a book? You know you did once, so you can do it again. So all those things sort of, I guess, make you stronger and like a better writer. So yeah. I feel like the second book I wrote very quickly. I was like, okay, I like this story. And I'm like, it's more emotional. It's more gritty. It's slightly darker than my first book. My first book is more of, I would say, lighthearted, get to know me kind of a book. But the second book, the female character has been through some really tough shit in her life. So she's like very much in grief and overcoming herself, trying to make ends meet with her family. So this is also like an interracial romance, but it's more based in India than in New York. So yes, it's like, I love it. It's like, I want to write my country and I want to see them represented. So this book is majorly, I would say, based in Indian village. And our heroine is a teacher and she has a little brother and mother that she's supporting. Like, she's the sole provider of the family. Mm-hmm. In comes our hero. He's an architect who you meet in book one, and he comes and lives with them as a paying guest because he's doing a research and thesis of his architecture school in that village. And then they live together. Like, they're new roommates now. So it's a lot of forced proximity, getting to know each other, talking at late night. So it's also very gritty because I'm trying to represent like Indian farmers and how bad their condition is sometimes, that they have to go through like suicide, and it's like her dad kills herself like way in the past. So it's like, it's not too prevalent, like I don't show it all, but it's like the main issue for her, that she's paying off the debt that her father had taken. So it's a little darker, it's a little more emotional, it's a little angstier, it's not very fun, but it has the humor too, like it has its humor bits, but it's a little more serious, and I loved it, loved writing that.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I love you added the maze.
I did. This one, it's so sad, and sometimes it's so sad and it's so emotional, but then it has its lighter moments because we have a kid in the book and it's like fun. You have an American and foreigner, so the interactions are really cute. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to share that book.
I love this. All right, so we got to talk recommendations. We got to talk. You are my go-to recommender, especially for KU books. So I love your reels. I love the fact you give us like, you know, 4 or 5 recommendations based on reels. And it used to be like just in general posts, but now it's like you are good at it. So tell us the books you recommend our listeners to pick up.
Okay, so I'm going to totally cheat a little bit and not recommend a book, but a series, because I just cannot choose one book in those series.
Yeah.
So my first recommendation is Knitting in the City series by Penny Reed. Like, a lot of people have read her Winston Brothers series, but I really love the Knitting in the City series. It's like complete opposite in terms of the setting for Penny Reed. Mm-hmm. It's like all based in the city. There's great female friendships, and like they have knitting club and they all talk about like great things, and each of them has such a great profession, and it's just great friendships. And the men are so great in that. They're not all just like, they're so emotionally available, most of them. They just care for their heroine, they love them, and it's just perfect. I feel like Knitting in the City in this series, Penny Reed has just sort of done such a good job at each and every character. You can't just not love them. Like, it's perfect. Always recommend it.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
So the more series that I guess recommend is, of course, in paranormal. It's like Juliet Cross, the Estelle series. I know it's getting so much love these days, but I still see like it's not enough. More people still need to read this series. Like, it's just the perfect, like if you want werewolves, vampires, witches, it's Grim Reapers, it's all there. And it's like in perfect proportion, that it's like the world building is not, I guess, overwhelming, and it doesn't feel too crowded with so many different types of paranormal characters, but it just feels right. It feels more romantic and romance and lighthearted and not heavy urban fantasy. It's like a perfect balance. It's very steamy too, but I highly recommend it.
Yeah, the Sage Fowl series is like chef's kiss. It's so fun. It's like a good introductory to paranormal. Like, if you haven't given to it, you're like, this is like a rom-com-y paranormal, like just happens to be paranormal characters, but it's like a contemporary setting. So.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's just city. It's not like, it's very modern and very contemporary. It's like just a sprinkle of paranormal, but also like enough to keep paranormal people happy too.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget Addicted series. It's where our relationship began, Laura. The Addicted series. Yes. So I would always recommend that.
We do have an episode for those listeners, and I'll link it in. We have an episode with Addicted series. And I have to tell you, Krista and Becca Ritchie are coming to the show after 5 years of having the show.
Wow. So it's like we've all been waiting for different things, and everything is just finally coming true for us in 2023.
Finally coming to. I invited them back in 2018, and for scheduling reasons, it didn't work out. And then we did the episode in 2020. That episode is still growing. People are still discovering the series. And so her publisher, I worked with her publisher for some time, and they finally were able to, they finally said, you're available for interviews. And I was like, oh my gosh, they need to come. So
finally, it's like it's been years.
So they're coming to the show. It'll air sometime soon. So, but I'll post it there once it airs. But yes, it's like full
circle. Sure. I've been dying to hear them talk. It's been so long that they've been active. So I'm like very excited for you. Yeah. Like it would be fun to just hear them talk and just how they've been growing, because the Addicted series wasn't as popular when we talked last time, but right now, look at it. It's like growing and just growing, which is amazing for them.
It was popular in 2016 when it came out. Like the books came out in 2014 to 2016, and like we read it around the same time, and we've been talking about the series for that long. And then in 2020, I was like, we should talk about the Addicted series, and like, you know, because it was like a lot of the other books, like they had this spinoff series and all these different things, and they were popular. But like, I don't know what happened. I think TikTok discover, a lot of times TikTok discover old books and they just like, you know, run with it. And people discover.
Yeah, I think they did the same for Archer's Voice too. Like Archer's Voice was really popular when it came out. And it was like, I read it so long ago. I think even before I joined Bookstagram. It was just that long ago. And now I'm seeing like the whole book talk and, you know, those cute book annotations people do. It's like, it's so fun. I'm like, look at it. Like, it gives me hope because I'm like, okay, if people are not picking up my book right now, maybe in the future, 10 years down the line, people would be like, ah, this book is the deal.
You just never know. I think that's like one thing about publishing, like publishing in 2022. And this is something I may look at exploring later on, is it's how different the landscape is than it was like 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 years ago. Like,
right, yeah,
7 years ago.
It's so different. Like things just keep changing so fast. Like, to be honest, if it weren't for TikTok, there's so many authors and books that wouldn't have gotten the same attention like that it deserves, which is amazing. But I guess there's also this, like I would say, negative side to it. Like there's just 10 books that would just get so popular, and then it's like a very conflicting thing going on in book talk, where some people, like where people just want, you know, books where the characters are like, where the heroes especially are, they want heroes who say good girl and crawl for me and just really alpha things like that. But then they want heroes which are like the sweetest guys. And then they call really like a book with one steamy scene as like the spiciest book they read. And I'm like, what do you want? I'm like, what are you doing? And what do you want? I just don't understand. And I'm like, you know, do not focus on that when you're writing something. It's never, you never know what's going to happen and what people are going to like.
You just never know what the trends look like, because you don't know what the trends look like. Like it really wasn't what it used to be, like alpha heroes, strong alpha heroes, and we moved to cinnamon roll heroes, and we moved to kind of like a little bit of both, or were you like, it's like
very much a touch her and you die type of heroes right now. It's all about touch her and you die, my wife. And it's just
we like killers now. We like killers, we like mafia, and like people were like, you know, shoot people and have jealous, and like, you know, but then there's cinnamon roll to themselves, so to the heroine. You know,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, how are you? Like, I feel so bad for the authors because they just have to constantly write books for the trend before the trend just goes away. And I'm like, it's admirable that some authors are able to do that. But I'm like, I don't think I can. my heroes would never say things like that. They would never be like, they wouldn't say crawl for me ever.
Yeah, so we'll see. So Nilika, tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me at Liber Lady. It's LIBER_LAD. You can also type my author name, which is N.M. Patel, and you will still find me. So keep that in mind.
Awesome. And your books are available on Kindle Unlimited.
It is available in paperback and Kindle Unlimited, which I'm really excited about, because I had to put it in Kindle Unlimited. I'm like, I read it on Kindle Unlimited so much, and it's like, if I read in Kindle Unlimited, like I needed to put it like there for Kindle Unlimited. I think it's the best thing that has happened to romance readers like us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Nilika, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Dora, for inviting me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.